Hello. Welcome to the Richly or Poorly Show. My name is Dr. Stephen Dawson, and I am your show host. Thank you for joining me. Please visit shdawson.com/podcast and click on the link offer to learn about the Richly or Poorly Show. I invite you to scroll down to the bottom of this webpage to receive the transcript of each show episode. The transcripts await you, so you can copy either any or all of them to your device so you can have them with you to help you live your life more richly. Please visit shdawson.com/subscribe to join my optional email list to receive time-sensitive news on my public speaking activities and anything else that is suitable for me to send to you. Please listen to, follow, and like the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you listen. And please remember to leave the show a nice review. Please share the show with your friends. Send them the link to my podcast webpage and offer to help them set up their device to subscribe to the show. Thank you to the 6 streaming services that syndicate the Richly or Poorly Show. Thank you to the anonymous, individual, and contributor sponsors of the Richly or Poorly Show. I'm still looking for my first commercial sponsor. Finally, please continue to email your questions and comments about the show to service@shdawson.com. The show's motto is unmistakable. Richly is goodly. Please consider how you define the term good as we journey through life together in your pursuit of defining the term richly in your life. Last week, I concluded presenting the 7-part purchase process to establish multiple teams in your life to help you have the ability to multiply your efforts to live your life more richly and less poorly through your teams. The plan is to have more than one team at a time in your life, with each team focused on advancing a part of your life so you can live your life more richly. Again, the 7 parts of the purchase process are: determine duration, determine trust, determine scope, determine team members, determine compensation, determine quality, and determine progress. I encourage you to practice these 7 processes in the privacy of your time alone to be as comfortable and as polished as possible with each encounter you have with your prospective team members. You will be using these processes for the rest of your life. Becoming proficient in using them will help you beyond measure in your efforts to live your life more richly. Today, I will present on how predefined processes overcome fear by using the 2nd principle for living life more richly. I will present the 2nd principle today. I first presented on the topic of fear in the March 24th, 2026 episode. I shared the definition of fear as false evidence appearing real. I prepared listeners for that episode during the December 2nd, 2025 episode, when launching the Richly or Poorly Show. I shared during the March 24th, 2026 episode that fear is simple to handle. Define the facts, then deal with each fact based on its urgency within the moment. I presented on December 9th, 2025, the first principle I have found as paramount, undeniable, and non-negotiable to living life more richly. Understand your data life cycle. I presented on January 20th, 2026, the first aspect of the truth: arrogance precedes anger, and anger precedes violence. Today, I present the 2nd principle I have found as paramount, undeniable, and non-negotiable to living life more richly. Purpose defines process. Using the second principle successfully requires using the first principle successfully. Now, let's put fear, structured processes, and the second principle of living life more richly together in a way that you can use this information. A predefined process is used to overcome fear by using the second principle for living life more richly. The 7-part purchase process to establish multiple teams in your life to help you have the ability to multiply your efforts to live your life more richly and less poorly through your teams is tangible help provided to you as a listener in my intended audience to help you defeat fear once and for all in your life. Remember, a predetermined objective of the Richly or Poorly show is to help listeners not only understand the complicated, but also learn a way that they can get their arms around what they learn by listening to the show, to both gain and execute a tangible plan that is possible for them to accomplish in their lives. Let's look at some world history to help calm any fear you have today, help you understand how process and team member selection determine success or failure, and how having wisdom does not assure the usage of wisdom. The names Gog and Magog are listed several times in world history, going back 5,500 years. Israel, Gog Magog, and Persia traded together 5,500 years ago. Persia is modern-day Iran. The names Gog and Magog became the people of Magog. There is an unclear position in world history about what I'm going to share with you now. Gog and Magog seem to have moved north from Israel and settled in the land known as Moscow, Russia today. This ends the speculation part of what I present to you today. Now, back to the facts. Russia as a country started around the year 900. That is about 1,100 years ago. The city of Moscow was founded around the year 1147. That was around 880 years ago. History is clear that Persia helped Magog establish their land to the point they became a country by helping Magog establish a government, establish trade, and establish a military. Persia is modern-day Iran. Magog is modern-day Russia. Now, this relationship between Magog and Persia went bad about 700 years after Russia was founded as a country. The Russo-Persian Wars occurred intermittently between the years 1651 and 1828. That is 177 years of war. There are 8 countries today that have nuclear weapons. The United States, 1945. Russia, 1949. The United Kingdom, 1952. France, 1960. China, 1964. India, 1974. Pakistan, 1998. And North Korea, 2006. Israel is believed to have acquired nuclear weapons around the year 1967, but it will not say one way or the other. Now, look at the nations involved trying to keep Iran from pursuing nuclear weapons today. It is 7 of the 8 countries, with France not wanting to be a part of the matter. The countries that have nuclear weapons today understand the power of the destruction these weapons will cause. They do not want the destruction to occur. They are convinced, Iran will use any nuclear weapon they have, and they are working to stop Iran from having nuclear weapons in their own ways, with some teamwork occurring here and there between the countries. Seven people today claim to be Iran's only leader. None of the seven have the same plan or have the same team members. One of the seven claimed in late April 2026 to have Russia's support on their side. I predicted this would occur in the April 14th, 2026 episode. It is a drive of about 1,900 miles from Kiev, Ukraine, to Tehran, Iran. All that is necessary to happen is for Russia to take some of its military force in Ukraine now and move them to Iran. This action would change the dynamic within Iran and how Iran relates to the world today. So, here is the pattern. The purpose of Iran to be a nation with nuclear weapons, and to impose its will on others, has not gone well for the nation of Iran. The reason this outcome has occurred is that neither the plan nor their team members are using wisdom. The same turn of events occurred in World War II. Neither Germany, Japan, nor Italy had the same plan. Hence, their team members were not working together with the other Axis power countries. The people of Italy had had enough of their leader and killed him in April 1945. The people of Germany had had enough of their leader, who ended up killing himself in April 1945. The people of Japan had had enough of their leader and tried to kill him in August 1945, after he surrendered Japan to the Allies. They almost killed him, but he survived the attack. All of the cost of World War II were due to a poor plan executed by a team of people bearing arrogance and anger through violence. This combination is what I presented on January 20th, 2026, the first aspect of the truth. Arrogance precedes anger, and anger precedes violence. The same turn of events will occur with Iran. They are not operating in wisdom. They have no team. They have no plan. There is no reason to be fearful of Iran. I agree that the people of the European Union and the people of the United Kingdom are struggling today based on the events with Iran. I am convinced by the available evidence in the public domain today that the reason they are each struggling is that their plan is absent and their team members do not know how to execute a plan that is non-existent. Who could? The resolution to this problem is simple. It is found in what I shared during the March 2024, 2026 episode. Define the facts, then deal with each fact based on its urgency within the moment. This action will help to formulate the plan for each of them so they can each build their teams as they see fit. This plan is called being a country. It is reasonable not to like the pain of the events we, as humanity, are experiencing in the past few months. It is better, from my worldview, to pay more for some items for a while than to have radiation-containing weapons causing harm. I suggest you take the time this week to consider how world history helps to understand the second principle I have found as paramount, undeniable, and non-negotiable to living life more richly. Purpose defines process. I also suggest you take the time this week to decide if fear is something you want in your life. If it is not, then you have the option to define your purpose so you can determine the process required to achieve your purpose by understanding your data life cycle. Finally, please remember that all gain involves some form of pain. You put forth your time and effort to listen to the Richly or Poorly show. I commend you on your efforts. Thank you for caring to grow as a person. Thank you for caring to help others grow by providing me with questions and comments about my published works. Thank you for not wanting to live in a world where whatever happens is whatever happens. Your input to my work proves you care to help the world be better tomorrow than it was yesterday. This care is why we connected originally. It is a large part of why you listen to the Richly or Poorly show. Well, that's it for today. Richly is goodly. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Richly or Poorly show. I have enjoyed presenting to you today. Until the next episode, I hope you will be safe and join me next week. Until then.